This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
What?
Literally no comment.
What I was going to say in public domain, because I forget people listen to this.
My digital footprint, by the way, is absolutely bizarre.
You know, maybe Austin Butler was onto something when he lived as Elvis for 3 years. Maybe we should just dedicate ourselves a bit more to the to the pre-production.
Io Debris.
Oh my god!
I can just really see her doing the tennis. I don't know why.
Yes. Hi guys, welcome back to As Seen In.
Hello everyone, welcome back.
I'm Tati.
I'm Kaylee.
We talk about all things film, TV, music, entertainment. So if that's a bit of you, make sure you stick around.
Yes.
yes.
If my voice sounds a bit weird, it will sound weird for the next two. This one and the next one.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I had a heavy weekend and that's okay.
And that's so fine.
I went out in Clapham. And yeah, it was random. It was.
So, it's like gentrified now, though. A lot of Australian.
Yeah, well, I was working in Kensington, and then we went. I don't know why we all just decided Clapham was like. I think it's like a 10-minute tube, so it was like all right, fine. And then I woke up the next day, and I saw videos on my TikTok For You page, and Kit Corner was also out in Clapham. What? So I guess it's the hotspot.
This is what I mean. Like Clapham and Hackney are like popping.
Yeah,
nowadays.
But I didn't see him.
Interesting.
Also, if I did, I'd have been like seeing triple anyway. So it was like probably a good thing that didn't happen. But yeah,
I wanted to say as well to you guys listening and watching, if you haven't already signed up to our Patreon, definitely make sure you sign up. Mm-hmm. You get 4 extra episodes of As Seen In a month.
Yeah,
and it's our spin-off show called As Seen In the 21st Century.
Yeah,
it's so fun. We go through like every year of the 21st century. We've done 99 to 03 or 04 at this point.
Yeah,
just talk about the movies. Film,
yeah, the movies and the film.
The movies and the film.
No, you're fucking really truthful.
Yeah, yeah.
TV shows.
We play music from that year.
Yeah,
like actual songs in the episode. It's so fun.
Pop culture. We talk about a lot.
So much pop culture. There is. We should talk about pop culture in like a couple of these episodes. We didn't even put that in. But I guess that's like our weekly catch up. Do you have any weekly catch ups? I literally only put. It's already April.
I did not need to hear that, but thank you so much.
Like,
today is April the 2nd. Yesterday was the 1 year anniversary of my sister getting her appendix out.
Oh my gosh, I remember when she got her appendix out.
Yeah.
When she was really ill, just randomly.
Sorry,
one
it's
day.
Not funny, but yeah. She was like thrown up and then, like, because I worked in a quiet place that day and I remember my parents were like, don't go near your sister because she's got a bug. And I was like, sure. And then I was at work on set and they were like, yeah, she's getting her appendix out this afternoon. I was like, So.
And I remember you said, like, you had a picture of her and you were like, yeah, can't lie, girl, you're looking rough. Or something
I
like
found
that
picture the other day. She literally looked awful.
Oh,
and my mom was like, cute pic of her. And I was like, nah, you look awful. Oh,
I actually I could not believe how quickly that escalated.
Yeah, I mean, it was great that she got it in that day, but yeah, really bad. And also it was like gangrenous. Like, it means that it was like black.
Damn.
Which means that it had probably been going bad for ages. She'd had the same like symptoms sort of about a year before, went into A&E and they were like, oh, it's fine.
Look, love you, NHS. You guys need the help. Don't get us wrong.
Yeah.
But like, why? I feel like women are just constantly gaslit in the doctor's office.
I don't know.
It's like you can't, you'll go in and be like, I'm in excruciating pain. They're like, just like drink some water, have paracetamol, you'll be fine.
Yeah, take some vitamins.
My mom had a slip disc and she was complaining to the doctors for over a year before she went into a different doctor. And he was so angry. He was like, we need to operate on you like this instant.
Oh my God.
Otherwise you might not be able to walk anymore. And it's like, you mean you've been going to doctors over and over again for a year and they've all been like, nope, it's all good.
That is awful.
Yeah, so.
That is awful. Just listen when we say we're in pain.
Yeah, like how about just do that?
Cheeky listen.
Anyway, We wanted to bring back one of our favorite segments of all time. Mm-hmm. It's one of the first segments that kind of put us on the map.
It kind of did.
So this is recasting.
Recasting.
Really good.
Recast.
Why can I not speak?
Recasting. Yeah. What are we recasting today?
We're doing future shows and future movies that haven't come out yet.
Yeah. Okay.
So obviously we're doing this from a position of just like. Just vibes. Like, not like, just vibes. Oh, we've seen it and these actors have done a bad job, because I'm sure they're all going to do amazing jobs for the most part. So we'll see.
I will say, so do you want to read what they are?
Yeah, so we'll do the idea review, challenges, It Ends With Us, and the Amy Winehouse biopic.
I will say I have read It Ends With Us, so I have a little bit of a head start
good,
on that.
That's good.
But it's interesting because obviously we do know who's been cast, so we can discuss. You know, I don't know what I mean. The idea of you, obviously, and challenges, like, we just know the tagline. We don't know what
exactly.
So yeah,
we're gonna start with. That's kind of what makes it fun.
Yeah, because we could get it so wrong. We might be munching our words. You know what I mean?
I'm excited to now watch these when they come out.
Yeah,
and just be like, oh,
we can revisit, see if we change or whatever.
Yeah, facts. Let's start with the Amy Winehouse biopic, just because this is kind of pop culture, because it's causing so much.
Really?
Rift. Yeah, in the universe.
Loads of my friends worked on this.
I know that. Back to Black.
What's the rift?
Trailer's not good, girl. It's not good. But it's not from, like, basically, everyone online is saying, this is awful, like, this girl does not look like Amy Winehouse, she can't sing and whatnot, right?
Right.
Which I don't care for in a biopic if the person doesn't look like the person.
Yeah.
As much as, like, they need to just capture the essence, right?
Yeah.
My issue was it didn't. I don't know. It just something about it was just like something wasn't capturing the essence. And it's not that she's a bad actor or a bad singer.
Okay.
It was for me, Amy. She still feels like she's here.
Yeah.
In some way.
Yeah.
I don't know if that sounds so weird.
No,
to
like
say.
I do often forget she's not alive. Like I don't know if that's. And also, if I was to picture her now, I'd literally picture her. As she looked then. So it's not even like she's aging. Obviously, it's just whatever.
It just doesn't feel like she's gone from the universe enough to have someone come and play her. It's like, but we have her in some way. I don't know. Whereas with like the Elvis and the Bob Marley and all of that, those guys have been gone for a long time. And yes, their stuff still lives on, but it's kind of in a different way. True. It's not as recent.
Yeah.
So
wait, because I haven't watched the trailer.
Can I just show you a bit?
Yeah, show me a little bit of it.
Because you need to... So,
do you know who it's directed by?
Something, Aaron Johnson or something.
Sam Taylor Johnson.
Sam Taylor Johnson.
Like, Aaron Taylor Johnson's wife. Yeah.
I'm not...
Yeah.
Ugh. What...
Literally, no comment.
What I was gonna say in public domain, because I forget people listen to this.
My digital footprint, by the way, is absolutely bizarre. I was out the other night and everyone was like, always watch your clips I've seen. I'm like,
you do?
You really do?
Okay, look, listen to this. Wait, that's genuinely not even the worst.
Genuinely, if you genuinely said who's this supposed to be, I'd be like, I don't know. Even though it's an Amy Winehouse song thing.
Like,
that's really interesting.
I need this bit.
Yeah, I need to see.
You need to watch it. But basically.
Why has this image? I need.
It's just like
it's just not giving Amy Winehouse in the slightest. It's not. It's genuinely not giving Amy Winehouse at all. And I've watched a fair few documentaries of Amy Winehouse. That is not.
It kind of feels like they've tried
giving
to like
Amy Winehouse. It's giving Americanized.
If
Amy Winehouse was from LA.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's not Amy Winehouse from London or wherever she's from.
Yeah, really upset about that.
I don't like that.
It feels like an American production.
It does.
Of a British story.
Yeah, it does.
Anyway.
Okay, but
in terms of recasting. The fan favourites are your Queen Ray.
On my list.
Yeah.
How have you got
a list?
Yeah, sorry.
I've only got two.
I think she could have eating that 100%. Shit up.
100%. She's got a not a similar tone, but she her tone feels very adaptable to Amy Winehouse's style.
Yeah, and I just feel like her demeanor, she could do it.
She's just incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible. And then the other person I put was Lauren Giraldi from Fifth Harmony back in the day.
Isn't it?
How'd you say her last name?
Lauren Hereggie.
Hereggie, okay. Apologies.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. The only thing that scares me is that I wouldn't trust an American to do it.
Okay, yeah, fair
but,
enough. Fair
but
enough.
That was my thought process while I was doing this.
Who are yours?
Because I've got... So I put Ray, but that's main... Well, the thing is, no, because I do see the style was there with Ray, like the demeanour, but also they're different. But I think the singing-wise is great. I think, and this is... I'm going to go against everything I just said because I just said no Americans. But I think Lady Gaga could do it.
Oh, Lady Gaga could do it.
I just think she could really do Amy Winehouse.
She would be the type to, like, do, go full method as well, get this character, live as Amy Winehouse
but,
for
like,
a couple years.
Close your eyes, put her in the wig.
Yeah.
Give her a crop top and some really low-rise jeans and the pants hanging out.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
She could do that.
And then this was more... Okay, this... See, I didn't know if Ray was going to be really weird for me to say because obviously Ray is a black woman and the only thing that's different. But I literally also thought, and I'm actually about to butcher the pronunciation, I think it's Zowie or Zor Ashton, who's actress. She plays Vod in Fresh Meat, which I think she's really good in.
Okay.
She's married to Tom Hiddleston.
Oh, yeah. She's gorgeous.
They also, because of Vod in Fresh Meat, kind of gives me that, like, I don't know. I don't even know. But again, it's not, Amy Winehouse isn't a black woman, but, you know.
I get you. Was Amy Winehouse, where was she from?
I think her something was from Belarus or Italy or something. There was, like, some, I think she's Jewish.
She wasn't English.
Well, she was.
Jewish, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway. The other people I put, I'll only touch on one, was Jamie Lee O'Donnell, who plays Michelle in Derry Girls. It's because of the hair in Derry Girls. Yeah. I could just see it.
I've started watching it.
Have you?
Yeah.
Really?
Thoroughly enjoying.
What's in the suitcase, Michelle? Yeah, Michelle.
Michelle? Yeah, okay.
Just because I just think, like, this, I've seen it. Hello? She's got, like, the scruffy updo, and I just feel like she could do it.
Yeah.
But obviously I have no idea if she can sing, and she's also not Irish, so.
I feel like with singing biopics, you don't need to be able to sing. There,
I do agree.
Because you're actually not going to do it justice. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why you're not them, because no one is.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? It's like with the Whitney Houston one, they used Whitney Houston's voice, as they should. Like Bob Marley's, they used Bob Marley's voice. Like just
did he
use? No, Kingsley didn't sing.
Really?
They like do some stuff where they layer, because obviously you're not gonna have clips of every single. Whatever it is you're doing.
Yeah.
But like,
for
the most
part,
I feel like you should just use the singers.
I feel like, especially unless they're going to be, because I don't want to compromise on them not acting as well.
Exactly.
Because I'm not being funny in a biopic. That's the most important thing is that you encompass them mind and soul, right?
Yes.
Like Rami Malek did such a good job as Freddie Mercury. God. I truly forgot in my head that I was watching. Same with Taron Egerton's Elton John. He did a really great job.
Absolutely.
So it can be done.
It can definitely be done. And I think it's, I don't know about the production and the turnaround time of this stuff.
Yeah.
But I think it does go to show how, you know, maybe Austin Butler was onto something when he lived as Elvis for 3 years. Maybe we should just dedicate ourselves a bit more to the, to the pre-production.
Yeah.
Because I feel like with this sort of stuff, you need to really be that person.
Yeah.
For that to come across. Because
I do agree.
What are we doing?
I don't know. I do completely agree. I'm sorry to that girl. It's just not giving.
It's not a hate on her, though. It's more just, like, the back. I think it's the production.
It's a casting problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I do believe that there could have been a better option.
And if I was her and they were like, hey, do you want to play it? Yep.
Yeah, exactly. No.
Sure.
Get your bag, girl. I'd do it too for a joke. But I just think, like, on their part, maybe it wasn't the best decision.
Facts.
But we haven't seen it yet. I'll come back to you.
Can't wait to watch it, though.
Love
Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, I do love. Okay, next.
Whoa!
If this sounds slightly different, that is because we are re-recording our stem. Hello, midway through the episode. This is Patty and Kaylee checking in.
Sorry to interrupt the broadcast, but we just wanted to let you know, if you are watching this episode, please leave us a rating over on audio platforms.
Yeah, and if you're on audio platforms and you want to see us or any of the things we're talking about that we might be showing on camera, we do film, so check us out on YouTube. And our shorts are on TikTok and Instagram.
And if you haven't already, definitely make sure you follow us over on socials. We post so much. We ask you guys to send in some questions for Q&As and much more.
Much, much.
Anyway, back to the episode. The idea of you.
Okay. Sorry, but this is a struggle.
This is a struggle.
Did you struggle with this?
I struggled. I mean, I have an answer. It's like completely different to what the actual cast is.
Yeah.
But I need to preface by saying Anne Hathaway, I worship the ground she walks on.
Okay.
Like I don't know what it is about this woman that I love so much. I think it's just motherly. Oh, she's just so warm.
Yeah.
And then obviously love Nicholas Galitzine.
Yeah,
well.
I think that together they're going to be great. Should we do a little like tagline of what it is?
Yeah.
Like the storyline. So this,
we actually did this in the last episode.
Did we?
Because we were like, oh, looking forward to
the fine, idea fine, of you.
Then we're like, so basically.
Okay, fine.
So go listen to the last one.
Yeah, go listen to it. But tagline is, I think either it was based off a fanfic or it was written like a fanfic. And someone told me it was based off Harry Styles. I'm still not 100% sure if that's true.
Yeah, I've been watching recent interviews and they're like, Anne says no and then Nick says yes.
All right. So not based off Harry Styles, but young band member, boy band member, Nicholas Galitzine. Why can't we speak today? Nicholas Galitzine is Hayes Campbell, I believe is the name, in the band August Moon.
Mm.
And they're playing at Coachella. Anne Hathaway plays Celine, I think her name is. And she takes her young daughter, who's obsessed with the band, to see them at Coachella. But she ends up having a relationship with. And yes, because we said.
Yeah, we did say.
Because you were like, yeah, my mum would do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's deep dive. I feel, straight off the bat, my replacement of Anne Hathaway is great.
Oh, who is it?
But it's a niche.
Great.
But only because I can. You haven't watched Desperate Housewives. We had this conversation. But I think Susan in Desperate Housewives, who's Terry Hatcher, at the age she was in Desperate Housewives, would be, because you know I told you they're all MILFs.
Yeah.
And she's like one of the MILFiest ones.
Yeah.
And in it, she's got a daughter that's like a teenager.
Oh, okay.
So for me, I can just see the vision of her daughter being like, Mom, let's go. Okay, and her being like, yeah. And then just like shagging the lead member.
Okay, first.
Okay. Who did you put?
I put Blake Lively.
Okay.
Because at the age she is now.
Okay, yeah.
Because Anne Hathaway's character from the trailer, it gives me the vibe of like how Serena Vanderwoodson would be as a grown-up.
Mm.
Like, she never really, like, she gave it a try with Dan, and then she was like, no, I need to be free, because Serena gives free spirit. And I feel like Blake Lively is very much that as well. Not that I know her, but, like, do you get
Sounds
me?
Like you do.
I know, literally. So, Blake. But, yeah, like, I feel like she could do it.
Okay.
I mean, but then it was kind of because of my my pairing.
Okay.
So I did, what's Nicholas's character's name?
Hayes Campbell.
So I put Hayes as Jacob Elordi.
Ooh.
So like Blake Lively with Jacob Elordi now, because Jacob is like still like, he gives manly vibes, but he's still very youthful at the same time.
Yeah.
And then I feel like it would be just so cool to see
True. I just think like, because, well, I don't know. Nicholas Galitzine is obviously a gorgeous human being.
Beautiful.
And also has to be able to sing. That's the only other thing. Cause
I think Jacob can sing. He played
Elvis.
Right?
Yeah, I haven't watched it, but
neither
sure. Yeah.
I feel like he's cool.
But he just looks so huge.
He's tall. That's the only thing. Like, I don't know if he'd fit into the band aesthetic.
Yeah, maybe, but
unless
I
all
see
his
it.
Bandmates were also.
Yeah.
I feel like the front man is always the shortest one.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I don't know. I mean, mine were terrible because I just couldn't. Well, obviously, I had to, just for the lols, put Hero Fiennes, because he does play technically another spin-off, but I don't know about
that. Harry's life.
Yeah, I know, that's so crazy. But then I couldn't think of anyone that was. I needed a baby face.
Oh, gosh.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. Also, I was thinking British, just because I think that he's being British in the film. So I was thinking, this just doesn't work. But I know Jamie Campbell Bower can sing.
Mm.
And when he was young, in like, when he was the age of maybe like in Sweeney Todd, I could see him doing that. But I don't know. I need someone now.
Yeah, that's
someone
the hardest
young
part
now.
Because the age is such a huge factor in the story.
Yeah.
It needs to fit into.
And then I put maybe like a young Douglas Booth.
Gosh, did you ever watch the Romeo and Juliet? Douglas
Yeah, of course.
And LOL.
LOL with Miley. Cyrus. Yeah, of course.
Oh my goodness. Douglas Booth was so awesome. Love it.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. But then the only other person I can see is Aaron Taylor-Johnson in Angus Thongs, because he's in the band.
Yeah, of course. That makes sense.
Your love is audio violated. She's a banger. But yeah, yes. I think those two are already cast great.
Okay, yeah. Let's do challenges. And let's do the last two quickly so that... I don't know if we'll have time to do our tier list today.
It's fine.
We can... I think the other tier list is better. Right, yeah. Now. Okay. Yeah, challenges. So the three leads. So... For Zendaya's character, who did you?
Do you want to give a? Should we give a plot?
Oh yeah, you thing. Give a plot.
The only, I read, plots. I read it, and it was basically because I knew there was something to three, so, but I didn't
that's
know.
That's genuinely all I know.
I didn't know anything. So okay, so she was a tennis player.
Yeah.
She gets injured, so she becomes a coach.
Yeah.
She marries one of them.
Yeah.
And then he is like, she's trying to train him,
mm-hmm.
and he ends up going up against her ex-boyfriend. And that's how the three of them come in. But I think that they might have grown up together because they clearly know each other and it's like rivalry. So Mike Paste and Josh O'Connor are the two guys.
One from the Crown?
The lead. Who's from the Crown?
Josh?
Probably. Yeah, he plays Prince Charles. He plays Prince Charles.
He's
King Charles.
Is he the one who did Don't bring the boys into this. Did he do that scene?
I've not watched the Crown.
Neither have I, actually.
But probably.
The I refuse to be something on this gross misalliance.
I've not watched The Crown.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
I've not watched it.
He does play.
I actually don't think I intend to. Charles. That's one of those ones where I'm like,
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so who did you put for Zendaya?
Coco Jones. You know Coco Jones?
Mm.
She's like everyone's fan favourite to play Princess Tiana in the Princess
Ooh,
and the Frog.
Ooh, love that.
Flog.
Princess and the Frog.
She's gorgeous. She was in Let It Shine back on Disney. Ages ago,
okay.
And now she's a singer. She just won a Grammy, so she can act and she
period.
Can sing.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know why I'm saying she can act and sing as if singing is necessary.
Yeah, singing them on tennis court.
But she gives me the vibe of just like she could be a tennis player. She gives me the vibe of an older like Sanaya Sidney from like King Richard. And as I said when we first talked about challenges, I was like, I'd love to see just like a black woman. I know Zendaya's a black woman as well, but like another black woman.
I would never. I'm coming with a white girl.
No, did you get
no,
me?
I'm not. Like, yeah, no, I 100%
get you. Everyone would eat that up.
I know.
Like,
I'm actually so excited to tell you mine, but no, I need to hear your pairings.
My boys.
The boys. My boys.
This is just random. I put the husband as Josh Hutcherson.
Yeah.
Like Josh Hutcherson now, when he's like a bit rough and, you know, ready.
Yeah.
And then the other guy, the best friend type guy, as Nat Wolff.
Yeah. I see that.
Yeah. So just I see that. Two white boys who are not like, I mean, like, they're both like attractive in their own way, but they're not like the typical heartthrob that people would consider, which is not to say that the guys
that
they cast
are.
No,
they're not. I think they're
like,
gorgeous, but
do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
100% get you.
Yeah.
100% get you.
What about you?
Iowa Debris.
Oh my God.
I can just really see her doing the tennis. I don't know why.
Yes.
And also, I feel like they're both quite like tall and. Like, just have the, like,
Irish
tennis.
Irish queen.
Irish queen.
Yeah, love.
And then the husband, is Joe Alwyn and the boyfriend is Paul Mescal.
Oh.
But that's because I saw one of them or both of them talking about doing a rom-com together.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, I'll just do it for you guys. Here you go.
Imagine. And also, that would be...
And also, Paul and Joe are, like, friends.
Yeah, that's
so I think
giving,
it would be
like,
iconic.
That's giving A24.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That would go immediately a lot more, like, what's the word? Not weird, but like immediately
like
a lot more like
dark. Yeah.
Than this
100%.
And the trailer for this already looks dark.
Yeah.
So.
God, did you watch the second trailer?
No, I don't.
I watched it last night
now.
And I was like.
I saw like a featurette and I was like, no.
But I still feel like none of the story was in it, so I'm happy.
Okay, that's good.
I was just like.
Like,
what
I
the actual
a
hell.
On it, you know?
Man.
Love that for her so much.
Yeah.
A lot of actresses are entering their producer era and I'm so here for it. Like,
well, yeah.
Like,
they just want more money, don't they?
Yeah, I guess. Margot for Barbie, Sydney doing Immaculate. Emma for Poor Things, and Zendaya for Challengers, like, as they should.
Yeah.
Love
Get your calling, Quinn.
I love that.
Okay.
It ends with us.
Yeah. All right. Well, this I read. I do want to say, shout out, not shout out, that's not the word, PSA. People romanticize this book. I've told you this before. It's literally so dark. It's literally about domestic violence.
People, you've said this before about like Colleen Hoover's books anyway, right?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't read enough to like generalize, but this one, people were like, romanticize it. And I know that they're romanticizing the relationship that's not the toxic one, but I don't know. It is a really weird vibe. And I think if you think this is a really cute book, then you should maybe get checked, because it's not. Mm. Also, I really don't agree with the casting that they've done. I don't think,
that seems to be a general consensus. That not literally good. Everything I've seen online is like, what the hell are they doing?
And I love Justin Baldoni, because I love Jane the Virgin.
Of course.
If anything, I think him as Ryle, which is the main guy, is fine.
Well, so what's wrong with Blake as the main guy?
Doesn't literally nothing resembles Lily Bloom, who's the character, at all.
Okay.
Also, she's ginger. I don't know if she's ginger and if they've given her an orange wig, but Lily's like whole thing is that she's ginger. Not her whole thing, but like
it's like a part
big
of
part
it.
Of it.
It's like I actually, well, in my mind, the way I see ginger people,
yeah,
it's like, it, not to call it a race,
yeah,
but like it's a huge identity, thing, right?
Is, yeah,
like the same way,
yeah. Oh God,
like
oh God.
It just makes me laugh because you see a lot of the time like this like racism in the Caucasian community between okay. blondes and brunettes, right?
Right.
It gives me the vibe of like ginger is like a race in itself that you don't mess.
No,
with.
It kind of
like you don't appropriate.
I mean,
and, like,
people in my school that were ginger definitely heard about it.
Yeah, like you don't, like if someone's ginger in something, you don't replace them with a brunette or a blonde.
No, yeah.
The same way if someone's black, you don't replace them with an Asian
or white
person.
Yeah, that's so valid.
Like, I don't know, like I'm not part of the community. But like, I can speak to the appropriation.
That is literally me when I'm trying to talk about like supporting black women. I'm like, but you know that I'm literally trying so hard, like, but I just... I can't relate, but I'm like here for you.
Yeah.
So like trying to like say the right thing, but yeah. Ginger's definitely like to replace them.
Yeah. Like, okay.
But I don't know. I just don't know if she can encompass the who Lily is.
Okay.
Sorry, Blake Lively.
Who did you put then?
Well, I went for. Well, the thing is, okay. So there's like flashbacks in it. So I did a young and older. And my younger ones are better. I did Sadie Sink or this actress called Ellie Bamber. Mm. She's in a few things. I don't know.
I love Sadie.
But like they'd both be good. And then older, I've said Bryce Dallas Howard, but just because she's ginger. But I just couldn't. I couldn't think.
I didn't know about this ginger.
Ordeal
character point. So I put Rachel McAdams.
Okay. Yeah.
But, like, I didn't know anything about the story or anything. Yeah. So, yeah. And then for the guy.
Ryle.
I put Oscar Isaac. Again, I don't know if him being, like, Hispanic is part of the story.
No, I don't.
Is it
remember
a character
it being that.
Thing? Or...
No, I don't think. Well, I don't remember that being it. I did read it, like, 4 years ago, so I can't remember completely. But a lot of people fan cast. And who I put as Ryle, Theo James. I think Theo James is a really good option. Basically, have you done Atlas? Do you know who Atlas is? Okay, so the story is Lily Bloom. Yeah, I know, it's so good. So Lily Bloom is like reflecting on her parents' relationship, which was abusive. And she just, I think one of her parents had just died, I think it was her dad. And she like recently found out that he abused her mum their whole life, whatever. Because she then resented both of them and was like, I'll never do that to myself or whatever. Meets this guy called Ryle. He's like Theo James type, like handsome, tall, broad. This is what the character like profile is. Like dark hair probably. And they like start a relationship. But she keeps like pushing away things he does as like nothing. Like he throws a casserole dish when he's angry, or like he pushes her down the stairs, but she keeps like finding ways to like forgive it. Like, oh, we're not like my parents, like it's different. Like, this is why it's dark. But at the same time, there's like the flashbacks to when she was a teenager, I think she's a teenager, and she was seeing this boy called Atlas, who was a homeless, I think he had been, like, kicked out of his home or something, and he was, like, staying at her house, and they, like, da-da-da, but he ended up going to join the military. So during all this time, she's reading her diaries from when her and Atlas were young, and then she meets him in a restaurant one day while she's there with Ryle, and then they meet as adults, and then there's, like, the whole... Ryle gets angry because she's like gets his number or something. I don't know. So yeah, basically Ryle was the abuser and Atlas is like the good guy. So the good guy I would cast as someone that was like, who did I put? I put like a Sam Claflin maybe. Or like a Logan Lerman, a Louis Hoffman, Dylan Arnold, just like more of like a wholesome-y person. Not like the like alpha male.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's really perfect. Yeah. I understand now what you mean.
Yeah. I think Oscar Isaac could probably do it.
It's
People like Oscar him Isaac. Way too much though.
Yeah, I mean Oh my gosh. Was it him and is it Jessica Chastain he was on the carpet with? Like,
Yeah.
You know they're both married to other people.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, they're so much stronger than I could ever be.
No, literally.
Like, they're partners.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I would bawl my eyes out at home, probably leave that relationship. Like,
I'd be like...
And the thing is, I feel like I'm secure.
Yeah.
But that would wreck me.
Yeah.
Like, that's so wild.
That would literally end
do.
My life, probably.
Like, I would never recover.
No.
Oh.
But yeah, that's that.
Amazing. Well, guys, let us know who you would recast in. The Idea Review, It Ends With Us, the Amy Winehouse biopic, Back to Black, Challengers. And hope you enjoyed listening to this episode or watching this episode of I've Seen It.
Yeah.
Again, make sure you sign up to our Patreon. It's a fun time over there. Mm-hmm. Only £1 extra a week. Yeah, thank you so much for listening.
Thanks, guys.
See you next time on
I've Seen It. Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.